Hi, it's This Week in Classical Music and Local Arts, an update on what's happening in the classical music world and on the local arts scene. I'm Randy Kinkle. A commemoration of the British composer Benjamin Britten's 100th birthday, which was initially confined to his home county of Suffolk in England, has spread to 13 countries across the world. About 100,000 singers, most of them children, from 640 choirs as far afield as Melbourne and California, will sing Britten's Friday afternoons to mark the composer's 100th birthday on Friday, turning the event into one of the largest global community singing projects ever attempted. Performance Center set up a website and produced teacher packs and scores to encourage schools to take part, but interest quickly spread. The first event will be in Australia at 4 a.m. GMT, and the final in Santa Monica, California at 10 p.m. GMT. 9 of the performances will be live-streamed on the website, 5 of those on Britten's paper, The Guardian, with participants around the globe uploading video footage and photos onto the website. Russian President Vladimir Putin has ordered his government to look into buying the archive and Swiss estate of the composer and pianist Sergei Rachmaninoff, continuing an effort to reclaim and repatriate Russian cultural legacy. Pianist Denis Matsuev, who's involved in the project, said he feared that Rachmaninoff's descendants might auction off the estate, known as Villa Senar, near Lake Lucerne, along with its unique manuscripts and unique musical scores, letters, and grand piano. If this would belong to Russia, I think it would be a place of pilgrimage. It is a place for unique master classes, festivals, and competitions, said the pianist, and a museum, of course. Buying it would cost about $20 million, Mr. Matsuev said. Rachmaninoff summered at the Swiss villa in the 1930s and composed his Rhapsody on a Theme of Paganini there. Rachmaninoff's grandson, Alexandre, who died in 2012, was known for keeping a tight hold on his grandfather's legacy, offering little access to the villa and archives. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website kbaq.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter and join us every weekday at noon with Linda Cassidy for the Most Wanted Hour, playing your top 100 picks in classical music. I'm Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music and Local Arts on 89.5 KBOC Phoenix and HD, a service of Rio Salado College and Arizona State University.